Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
What is this?
It's the news update from the morning after.
It's Chrissy Bones. I wouldn't dare start with baseball after that football game, but we were just talking about it. After 21 seasons, sort of breaking news, Rangers third baseman Adrian Beltre, certain first ballot Hall of Famer.
No, he's not a certain first ballot Hall of Famer. I'll bet
also,
you right now.
Also on Monday, the 2019 Baseball Hall of Fame ballot was released. Mariano Rivera, he doesn't get in. And Roy Halladay among the top newcomers.
Overrated. Now that's a first ballot, Mariano Rivera.
Other notable first-timers, Yankees pitcher Andy Pettitte and Rockies first baseman Todd Helton. Seattle's Edgar Martinez expected to get in this year. Back to football.
Are they expecting him?
He was close last year. They expect him to get in this year. Monday Night Football, Rams 54.
Is Andy Pettitte going to get in? We can talk about that after.
I don't see why he shouldn't be.
If you let Andy Pettitte in, that opens the door for other steroid pitchers.
That's true, too. You're right.
I'm telling you, like... I'm not. I don't have a problem with it. I don't know. Is Andy Pettitte a Hall of Famer, though? Honestly, I'm not saying it. It's like.
Have you ever watched postseason baseball?
Yeah, but it's more than that. There's a lot of guys that are big in the postseason.
Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens.
Real championships.
How many games did he win in the regular season? Like,
is he a 300 game winner?
No.
Is he close?
No. He's nowhere near close.
You ever seen a postseason baseball series? You ever seen that pickoff move? You ever see a clutch performance?
Yeah, I did. I just watched the Red Sox win the World Series.
You ever seen a clutch performance in the boogie down Bronx with fans rocking and rolling, and it's a must-win game, and you put Pettitte on the mound, and the team wins the game?
You ever see Barry Bonds?
Yeah, that's a Hall of Famer.
You ever see Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens in the Hall of Fame? 7 years on the ballot, still not in. Rams 54, Chiefs 51. One of the great games in NFL history.
256 wins, very impressive for Pettitte.
Highest scoring game in Monday Night Football history. Third highest scoring game in NFL history. The first game in NFL history where both teams scored 50 points. No team had ever lost and scored 50. Patrick Mahomes, 478, 6 TDs, 3 INTs, though. 37 touchdown passes through 11 games on the season. Tyreek Hill went off 10 for 215 and 2 touchdowns. Jared Goff's numbers in the win, not bus driver-like. 413, 4 touchdowns, and no interceptions. Chiefs have now lost 2 games this season, over 40. Both those games. Thanksgiving Lions, I haven't checked the movement. Last I saw, Bears at Lions, Chicago -4, Redskins at Cowboys is a huge game now. Dallas -7.5, I think, and Falcons, Saints, the over-under near 60 in that game. New Orleans
-13.
NBA.
Falcons are going to cover. This is the week
In. NBA, the 5-11 Wizards are dumpster on fire right now, making the Warriors' dysfunction look pretty mild. John Wall been fined by the Wizards after hurling an F-bomb at head coach Scott Brooks. Brooks challenged Wall and his teammates raise the intensity during a practice session.
He said he was sorry after he said that, John Wall.
Wall fired back with an FU to Brooks. In the same practice, John Wall and Jeff Green got into it. Then an exasperated Bradley Beal told everyone, "I've been dealing with this for 7 years.
The Wizards should just shut it down for a couple of weeks. Tell the NBA, listen, we'll be back in 10 days. We've got problems here. We've got to retool."
Moving John Wall is not going to be easy. His contract extension is going to pay him, is this right, an average of $42 million per year? Jesus.
A year?
15% trade kicker in 2019 to 2020. Yeah. That's what I read, and what I wrote.
The contracts accelerate, bro. We're in the 35 to 40 now. Chris Paul's making like $49
million. That's crazy. Back to the Golden State's dysfunction junction. During the Warriors' loss to the Mavs on Saturday night, a pair of rowdy Dallas fans got under KD's skin, calling him a cupcake. So KD fired back, telling them to watch the game and keep their voices down. It didn't work, so they kept chirping. Finally, KD had enough and told them to watch the bleeping game and shut the bleep up.
Witnesses, he said, STFU, why don't you watch the effing game?
Yeah, I love that.
Witnesses say KD's outburst was justified, though his skin remains the thinnest in the league.
No, KD should, if they're not saying anything offensive, not saying anything racial or over the top, like abusive, then I don't see it. You call a player a cupcake, and like he is a cupcake. I like Kevin Durant, but he's softer than a cupcake.
I'm sure he's heard worse than that. College basketball, two of college basketball's blue bloods have tumbled all the way out of the AP top 25 now. One of them happens to be the reigning national champs. What's up with Philly and reigning champions? Heavy lies the crown? I don't know. Too much partying with Michelle? Syracuse is one of them. The other, of course, Villanova slides all the way out of the top 25 on Monday. Wildcats lost a rematch of last year's championship game with Michigan, then lost again in OT to Furman.
I seem to recall Eagle fans after the Super Bowl last year talking, even last year,
So how many MVPs in a row does Carson Wentz win? Three, four? Defending Super Bowl champs?
There was
four?
A lot of drinking going on.
Yes, head coach
Jay Wright for Villanova and his team back-to-back losses for the first time in 5 years. The first national champions to start 2-2 since UCLA in 95.
They stink.
Wow. You know what? That's a little skewed, though, because all the national champions generally will play like High Branch University, and they're favored by 52 points in the first games. Villanova's played Michigan. Michigan are good, and Michigan were in a
they
massive...
They lost to Furman on Saturday.
They were hung over from the Michigan game.
New AP Top 25 poll, Duke, Kansas, Furman. Gonzaga, Virginia, and
Don't
Tennessee.
Don't sleep on Furman, Bones.
In the top five. College football this weekend. The big one, of course, Ohio State and Michigan. That's Gabe's boys
Line
right
moving
there.
Up
Ohio
to four.
State, a dog for the first time in 52 games.
51.
Michigan is...
I guess now this,
well, this
is
will be 52.
Yeah.
Michigan is a 4-point favorite over Ohio State.
It
AP
was
top 25,
half.
Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan, and Georgia.
See, and you could have also said that the Miami of Ohio Redhawks need their sixth win of the season tonight to book a spot in a bowl game, and they're laying 17 points against Ball State. I like Ball State plus the points. All right, we'll get into this Major League Baseball Hall of Fame stuff. You know, it doesn't matter who we think is going to get in. Let's just talk about who actually will get in.
And the dad who pretended to be a ref.
That's cool, too.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's the morning after.
I finally snapped.
I love it, son.
I've always wanted to be a gift.
The morning after.
I'm going to smash your face in.
It was pretty wild.
The morning after into level three. Let's roll. We're picking up the pieces following an epic Monday night football game. And some people say it was the best regular season game in NFL history. I'll say settle down. It was good. It was really good. Yet there wasn't any defense played. And there were some other good games played as too. But it was entertaining as hell and it lived up to the hype. What's up, Corey Parson?
Interesting story going wrong right now. This comes from my main man, D.A., David Aldridge, via Twitter. So... at the direction of his attorney, Raymond Brothers, Markelle Fultz is scheduled to see a shoulder specialist early next week. Per Brothers, Fultz will not participate in team practices or games until after the specialist has had a chance to evaluate him. Bust.
Yeah, and there's not... and
bust.
What's his shoulder issue? Like,
it's not a shoulder issue. He can't shoot.
You know, they're going to have to. I don't know how many teams are going to want to trade for him right now because his value is at an all-time low. But you know what's strange, Corey? I posted a video. I retweeted it. It was a Markelle Fultz. You look it up. Markelle Fultz, like a week before the draft. Dude was, he had a stroke like Glenn Rice and Larry Bird.
Look at that.
Shoom, shoom, shoom. Shoom, so shoom. One after another. I don't know, dude.
Did somebody mess him
something,
up at some
no,
point?
It's like someone drugged him.
Oh,
and,
like a Chuck Knoblock
type
thing?
Yeah, like hypnotized. You will no longer know how to shoot. You will lose. You know what I mean? Dude, I never seen anything like it with this kid. I've never seen, like, he can play. I watched every Washington Husky game.
Yeah.
He never should have been taken first overall. He was score on a 12-win team, right, in a Pac-12 where they don't play D. But he can shoot, dude. Like, something's up, bro. Like, he needs to get out of Philadelphia. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
He has to get out of Philadelphia.
He needs a new coach, a new city, a new everything.
If he don't get out of Philadelphia, right?
Yeah, but are there psychological problems that we don't know about behind the scenes?
See,
I don't think
that,
so.
Jimmy, you know Jimmy Butler already gave his 2 cents.
Yeah, but Jimmy's the worst guy to have around this kid.
Exactly.
He's like, I'm not going to babysit this
exactly.
kid.
Exactly. Jimmy Butler's not going to babysit him. You're right about that. But Butler said it's mental with him. So he's going to leave.
It's obvious.
He's going to lead the team.
And Philadelphia.
And guess what? He's not coming back.
I'll tell you what. The city of Philadelphia is not the place to be if you've got, like, some... some, like, sort of psychological issues, like, to deal with. And that's not the city.
Son is washed. He's not even 21 years old yet.
Put him on the Phoenix Suns. The morning after continues. We'll talk Major League Baseball Hall of Fame on the other side.
At only 2 years old, Owen was diagnosed with aplastic anemia and urgently needed a bone marrow transplant to survive. Fortunately, an anonymous donor stepped up, and today Owen is a happy, healthy 5-year-old. Unfortunately, there are many other patients who still need a bone marrow transplant. 60% of them won't be lucky enough to get a second chance at life. You can change that. Join DKMS in the fight to delete blood cancer today. Register at DKMS.org.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? It's baseball time, guys. I mean, we got the first of the major deals. Paxton, Seattle, to the Yankees. Paxton's a good pitcher, but he has had health issues staying on the field. I think he's past that right now. He's had a lot of surgeries over the years. You know, the number one thing, and for the record, it's the morning after. I'm Gabriel Morenci, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and many other platforms. Shout out to our listeners in Las Vegas this morning. Michelle Serpico alongside, as well as Corey Parson. We saw Sonny Gray. Sonny Gray's a pretty good pitcher. Yet Sonny Gray got brought to New York, and he just... didn't work for
him. The Bronx ain't for everybody. A lot of cats don't got the intestinal fortitude to get it done in the boogie.
Well, look at like a guy like Stanton. He played in front of 40 people every night in Miami, and suddenly he's got 40,000 people booing him in his first home game.
You're right.
And I don't know how much he recovered from that either, actually. He started, but he got booed. He got booed at the end, the strikeouts.
He did a story. He was on the Undefeated. There was an interview on
It didn't break him, but he doesn't seem like he's like, well, it's just the way it is in New York.
No,
right?
It was an interview on the Undefeated. It was him and CeCe Sabathia, and they talked about that. And he was like, no, you want to do good right out the gate. You'd rather struggle later in the season than at the start. Because when you struggle at the start,
the first
you feel
impression.
Like it's going to follow you the whole season. Yeah. And so he did admit. He was like,
it gets in your head.
He was like, it sucked, but I respect the fans for doing it.
It gets in your head. I think it's more psychological than anything. But I was reading Brian Cashman talking about Paxton.
The great Brian Cashman.
And he was talking about Paxton, and they brought up Sonny Gray. And
without
throwing Sonny Gray under the bus.
Why not?
All right, let me just finish.
Sorry, Gabe.
Yeah, it's, cool. It's like being in a black church here, man. Yes, yeah, man. All right, so Brian Cashman was saying, you know, and they didn't talk about Sonny Gray by name, but he said, we have to be very, very, very aware of what kind of guys we are getting and if they can play in this environment. And Cashman said, basically from now on, they're only bringing guys in that played with someone on the team already, that one of the managers knows, that one of the coaches knows, that they know the family. Basically, they're stating that they did their due diligence on Paxton, that he's a competitor, and he's not a cupcake. Like, how is he tough? Is he going to be able to handle this? If you read Paxton's comments, he said, I'm a winner. I want to go to a team that wants to win. I couldn't be more excited. Now, you know, Corey doesn't hate Canada and stuff. He seems to, have a biased opinion against a lot of their athletes, but...
tell it like it is.
We're just kidding. He doesn't.
But
the thing with Paxton is, he is Canadian. But he's got, like, he's hardcore Canadian, bro. He's like that hockey player type.
Nice. I like that.
He's like raw. He's a big, tough dude.
Okay.
Threw the no-hitter this past year. Massive Canadian, tattoo.
So he's ready for the Bronx.
Dude, he's like a beer-drinking,
nice,
tough guy.
Nice. I love that.
If, like, there's a brawl, he's there.
Are he going to throw him?
No, he's a tough dude. He's a competitor.
My kind of guy.
The only issue is the health.
And you're right.
He's not going to wilt in the moment.
And that's the problem.
And listen, and he's also not an ace. Right, Corey?
No,
They gave up their number one prospect to Justin Sheffield. Paxton's not an ace, but he's a type. He's a number two or number three.
He is a two or a three.
And what are you doing? Now, listen, Corey, and you know this, and I'll throw it to you. You know this, though. The New York Yankees, they need pitching. And all you Yankee fans that keep, are we getting Harper? Are we getting Machado? You don't need them. Was offense a problem? No. You led the league in offense. Along the Red Sox, you led the league in home runs. You need pitching. You need pitching. And the thing is, there's not a lot of free agent pitchers out there. There's no one. So you got to do it via deal. Good job by Cashman, step one. And he says, we're looking for another one. Probably going to end up being Patrick Corbin and Paxton added to this.
Justin Sheffield, though. When you look at Sheffield,
he's years away, Corey.
Coming up in their system that they like a lot, though. And I've talked to some smart baseball people that say Sheffield is the real deal. So I didn't like him being a part of this trade right here. Now, for the most part, who am I to criticize Brian Cashman? So if Cashman said this is the deal right here to put the New York Yankees over the top, we got to let Sheffield go. You got to, in order to get something, you got to give something. If that's what the case may be, I trust Brian Cashman. I wish Sheffield didn't have to be in the deal.
One thing with Paxton is he's 30 years old, but he's sort of a young 30 because, you know, the innings aren't there. He did have a lot of injuries. All right, quickly. So listen, we are going to get to the phones. I know Bob's been very patient. I see Nate's asking if he can call in. We're going to take a couple of calls. We appreciate you guys tuning in on a daily basis. Let me just rattle off some of the names that are eligible for the Hall of Fame right now. We talked about Andy Pettit, and a lot of the times when I say things, guys, I'm not doing it to be a jerk, and I'm not saying, oh, this guy's not going to get out of this because I think this. I'm just telling you what's going to happen, all right? Major League Baseball writers are, I was going to call them a word, I guess I really.
I know a couple of dudes that vote for the Hall of Fame, and I don't say that. There's some of those dudes are nice dudes.
I was going to call them, yeah. How about the term jerk-offs? They're jerk-offs.
No, Gabe, that's harsh. That's Corey, harsh, Gabe.
Corey, I covered Major League Baseball every night. I was in a Major League Baseball press box.
I understand this,
and
Gabe.
Clubhouse.
I understand this,
These
Gabe.
Guys are voting, Corey, on awards and Hall of Fames. They're not watching the games, bro. They're like you. You're passed out. They're in the press box watching one game, and barely that. They're stuffing. They're on their phones. They're eating hot dogs. They're watching the game that they cover. They don't even watch the other games. You want to get real voters? Go to a sports book. Go get our boys from Union City. Yeah. Those guys watch more baseball from other teams than any Major League Baseball damn writer does.
That's true, too. You're right about
that. It's true.
You're right about that.
So, Andy Pettit in. How about this one? Curt Schilling. Okay, but take the politics out of it. Curt Schilling said the other day, I'm never going to get into the Hall of Fame.
You don't deserve to.
The thing is, Curt Schilling says that he's picked on because he's a Republican.
He's picked on because he's a liar.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a Republican thing. No. You're an idiot.
No, you're a clown. But that's how you get picked on.
I do think his image is hurting him with the Hall of Fame.
He doesn't belong in the
Hall
of Fame.
He has the same numbers, Corey, as Andy Pettit.
He don't belong in the
same
Hall of
numbers.
Fame, Gabe.
Okay, I'm just
he
telling
He don't
you.
Belong in okay, the Hall of Fame. Andy Pettit's a champion.
But so is Curt Schilling, bro.
Once.
Let's talk facts, Corey, instead of
twice,
hype here.
Twice.
Let's talk facts instead of hype.
Gabe.
Curt Schilling and Andy Pettit are the same.
I am not going to say anything nice about Curt Schilling.
I don't care if you want to say anything nice. If you want to, talk. All right. I'm not going to even throw it to you then. You see, that's the thing. You can't.
I'm telling the truth. I'm a ton. What has he done? He lied about the bloody sock. He had a couple good postseason runs. But other than that,
Curt Schilling
is
all-time in strikeouts in Major League Baseball history. His 1.137 whip is better than Steve Carlton's.
Steve Carlton wasn't that good.
I don't like Curt Schilling. Curt Schilling is an idiot.
Do you think he belongs in the Hall of Fame?
But it does has nothing to do with what he's done on the damn field.
Do you think he belongs in the Hall of Fame?
Yes, he's a Hall of Famer. Barely.
I put him in. I think he's a clown. I'm not going to watch the induction ceremony.
He's one of the top 25 pitchers of all time.
Curt Schilling?
Is the numbers, Corey.
If the numbers don't lie, Gabe. Gabe, I just can't agree with you. But if you're telling me the numbers is there, but see, the numbers, reading these numbers, let's talk about clutch moments. Has he had success in clutch moments?
Yes.
He has.
Right. Yes.
No, you're right. He has.
Yeah, he's had clutch moments. All right. Like I said, they're calling him the best player who's eligible for the Hall of Fame. It's not in. This is from the Major League Baseball writers. But it's true. They don't like him like you, Corey. That's the thing. And it comes into it. It comes into it. He never raped anybody. He never gambled on it. What did he do? You can't keep a guy out of the Hall of Fame because he's on Breitbart.
So put him in the Hall of Fame. I don't care if he writes for Breitbart. Put him in the Hall of Fame. He can own the damn website.
What about Mike Mussina?
Mike Mussina, great Baltimore Oriole, and a great New York Yankee for many years. Does he have 300 wins?
No, he won 270.
That's close.
Damn good.
That's close. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I'm saying. Like Schilling and Pettit are in the same win territory. 260.
Pitching in the AL East too.
Now here's a guy that should be in the Hall of Fame. And the reason he isn't is because he played for the Montreal Expos and the Colorado Rockies. Larry Walker.
Big-time home run hitter.
Larry Walker's got it. I don't know, come on, man. Never took steroids. Put big numbers up. Was a great two-way player. Played defense, offense. Like they say, 220 guys are in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Maybe 70 of them are better than Larry Walker. Larry Walker at 313 with a 400 OBP.
How many years he playing in Colorado?
I don't know, 7 or 8.
See, Colorado inflates your stats.
Put it this way, he has better numbers than Carl Yastrzemski and Reggie Jackson.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
I think Walker should be in the Hall of Fame.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
Schilling's borderline, but I'm leaning yes. We haven't even gotten into Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds.
No, you know they should
yes
be in there.
Yes and yes. They should both be in the Hall of Fame. That's yes and yes. Scott Rowland, no. Andrew Jones, no. Roy Halladay, great.
Yeah, I
that, son. I think
if
that.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
I can't get no.
That is faction.
Yeah.
Maybe you and I should record a duet together.
We should. I think we really should. Me
about,
and Dave like all the same music.
How about no?
Like the good side over here.
What,
it
what
used
you
to not be.
So much.
Now it is.
You said I'm picking on you, too.
And
you're hating.
The bad side over there.
How about Michelle, no? Actually, if we do a homicide video, will you be in the video?
Yeah, I'll be in the video.
That'd be dope.
I told you that my number
dress
one
you
thing
up as
I've
a hot
always,
rocker chick?
My number one thing I've always wanted to do is be a video vixen. So, yeah.
Perfect. But do you want to be a hot rocker trick or do you want to be like twerking?
Anyone I can do.
Twerking?
Yeah, she can do both parts.
I can do both.
Bang.
Yeah, she can do the twerk thing or, yeah, we'll get her a leather jacket.
Yeah,
I've seen your rocker look. I saw you walking down the street once. You had a Megadeth or Metallica t-shirt on, leather jacket.
Uh-huh. And I had my leather jacket
on. I was like, man, look at this hot rocker girl. And I was like, oh, damn, it's Michelle. It's happened a few times where I've been on the street and stuff where I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, oh. I look up and I'm like, oh.
Like, oh, it's Michelle.
Yeah, it's almost, you know what I mean? It,
Oh, that's funny.
You know, we're not related, but you know, we don't look at Michelle
in
that way.
I don't look at Michelle.
We don't look
in that
at Michelle, even though like she's easy to look at in that way. But
I'm like,
it catches
guys.
Us off guard sometimes on the street.
Yeah.
But I like the rock look. It was good. So yeah, we're gonna get you in a homicide video.
I like band t-shirts. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll get you a homicide tee. I actually have one.
Yeah,
bring
get me one.
For you.
I'll wear it.
I'll wear it too.
It's a little tight for you.
Oh, yeah, well,
you look like Jason Witten.
No.
I'm having fun talking about these baseball stuff. Let me just blast off the names. And like I said, guys, I'm not talking about who I think and who I would vote for. It's sort of who is going to get it. Right, boy, we're going to get to the phone lines. Get to Bob. I think Nate's checking in from Jersey, whoever else. I brought up Doc Holliday, actually, right before the break, Corey.
Yeah.
Doc
was a ball player, man.
203 and 105 record. Man, he averaged 232 innings for his career, leading the league four times. They're saying he's probably a top 30 pitcher of all time.
Okay, when he was in his hay,
he's not going to get in.
When he was in his heyday,
he passed away, unfortunately.
Well, you can get in posthumously. I don't know how to say that word.
Posthumously.
Posthumously, you can get in posthumously. Steve McNair should be in posthumously one day. I think Doc
McNair's not a Hall of Famer. Come on. I like McNair, but McNair.
We can debate that another time, Gabe.
I like Steve McNair.
Steve McNair should be in the Hall of Fame.
Come on, Corey.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
I like Steve McNair, but.
Gabe, Steve McNair should be in the Hall of Fame.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Yes, the one in Canton,
Ohio.
You
don't get into it just because you died.
No, the one in Canton, you look at the body of work.
Steve McNair is not a Hall of Famer. MVPs, I love Steve McNair.
I
like Steve McNair. He's not a Hall of Famer.
Nobody was tougher than Steve McNair.
You don't get into the Hall of Fame for being tough.
In a league MVP, a yard away from being a Super Bowl champion.
So what is the Super Bowl champion? Trent Dilfer's Super Bowl champion. Brad Johnson's Super Bowl champion.
Oh, but don't y'all always talk about these champions all the time that Eli Manning's going and Ben Roethlisberger's going because they champions?
Yeah, Eli Manning's a Hall of Famer.
Why? Because he's a champion.
A two-time
Steve
champion.
Steve McNair was 1 yard away from
Eli
being a champion.
Eli Manning is a Hall of
Steve
Famer
because
he's a two-time Super
MVPs.
Bowl champion and his last name is Manning. I'm no Eli Manning backer. Don't shoot your dude.
I'm not either, but Sonny's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, hate the game, not the player, man. I'm just the player, not the game.
Steve McNair should be posthumously.
Steve McNair is not even close to being a Hall of Famer.
We disagree.
I love Steve McNair. He's not a Hall of Famer.
I don't see how you can say that and say that you love Steve McNair in the same breath. I really don't. I don't, Michelle. Steve McNair was the man. Air McNair.
I'm being real. He's not a Hall of Famer.
Air McNair games back in the day when he was in college, they used to come on BET.
I haven't heard one person ever state that we got to get this guy in the Hall of Fame.
Steve McNair is a borderline Hall of Famer.
What about Todd Helton? I'm not feeling him.
Nah, not really.
But he has the same numbers as Eddie Murray and Harlem Killebrew. And then you got, and this is part of the other crew that they're saying won't get in. Andy Pettit, Lance Berkman, Roy Oswalt, Miguel Tejada.
Miguel Tejada.
I don't think Pettit's going to get in, personally.
No.
I think the steroid, because I think if they let him in,
then they
got to
open
up
the
Clemens?
Floodgates. Yeah, exactly.
What about Clemens? Curt Schilling. I don't know if Curt Schilling's a Hall of Famer. He, like you said, he was.
Man, son,
you're supposed to be the dominant guy of your era. Like Mariano Rivera's first ballot. Hey, let's just put him in. Put him in now. Put him in tomorrow. Kurt Schilling.
So
yeah, I guess, though, you got to take your personal feelings out of this.
It's hard for me to take my personal feelings out for Kurt Schilling, to be honest with you.
All right, let's go to the phones. I know hey, we got the host of the Football Frenzy joining us. We have the tape of this. So you, what's the deal, Corey? Did you really say this? You said that if this Griffin dude scores two touchdowns, how does he even come up? Nobody's ever heard of this guy before.
I don't know. Gerald Everett, it came up because we were doing like some sit start or whatever. We were doing, you know, people saying, yo, I got this guy. My opponent got that guy. Who do you think is going to win? So I think Ventra was like, or Jim was like, well, what if McNair's Everett scores two touchdowns? And I was, or maybe it was 100 yards. Maybe that's what it was. And I was like, if Everett scored this many fantasy points, I'll let Bob in Vermont host the show when he come here on December 7th. But nobody has the tape, so it didn't happen.
I don't know. Bob will remember. Are you there, Bob?
But he said 40 points. He didn't score 40 points.
Yes.
Oh, you said 40 points.
Bob, I thought he just said two touchdowns.
40 points.
Yeah, he got two touchdowns.
But he didn't score.
So you were right.
Nobody's getting 40 fantasy points. He played you, Bob.
He played you. I think you should be hosting the show.
Mahomes had 50.
No.
Mahomes had like 50 last night.
Hold on, Bob. Hold on.
No, he got 18.
It doesn't matter. He had a great game. Corey's screwing you.
Yeah, Bob, he's screwing you. Don't let him do that.
What the hell are y'all talking about?
You're screwing
Bob. Whose side y'all supposed to be on?
Corey said the guy was behind 40 points in the thing. That's
exactly.
What he told.
The dude that called up was like, I'm down. I got a 40-point lead. My opponent has Gerald Everett. Do you think I'll win? And I was like, if Gerald Everett scored 40 fantasy points tonight, Bob can host the show on December 7th when he come down here. He didn't score 40. Sorry, Bob. You're more than welcome to be a part of the program, but you will not be the host.
I'm honest, Bob.
Honest Bob from Vermont.
Yeah, Corey set a pretty high bar, 40 fantasy points.
Getting covered coming on today.
What's that, Bob? Bob, your phone really sounds bad today. What's going on? What, are you jogging in the mountains?
No, it's because I've been hanging on the line so much, it's almost going to die. T-Money wants to know if Teddy Covers is coming in today.
No. Teddy's not coming today, no.
T-Money asks his own questions.
Yeah. No, the show's over in 20 minutes.
I want to shout out to the Goon Squad, too. Hi, Michelle.
How are you doing?
Good. You look really nice with your hair.
Oh, thank you.
And Corey, do you say you went to Spelman High School?
Did I say I went to where, Bob?
Spelman High School.
I did not go to Cardinal Spelman. I went to a rival of Cardinal Spelman, the great St. Raymond's High School for Boys.
My mother went to Spelman.
Cardinal Spelman is a very good school. Cardinal Spelman. I was going to go to Cardinal Spelman, but I took my talents to a Blue Ribbon School of Excellence.
Bob, do you believe that Corey was a grade A student?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Bob. See?
Disagree. I think Larry Walker should be in the Hall of Fame.
He should be.
He's a good player.
Great player. You're right.
Yes, I remember him playing. He played for Montreal and for Colorado. He was excellent.
Excellent, Bob. You're excellent too, Bob. So we'll see you December the 7th.
Hey, what about tomorrow? I could call him tomorrow, right?
Yeah, you can call him tomorrow. I'd love to call him. We got to go to Anthony in Florida now, Bob. But you rock, Bob.
Now, everybody, have a good day.
All right, you too, Bob.
See you, Bob. Bob rocks.
Holla at you, Bob.
Anthony in Florida. What's up, Anthony?
I'm wondering what you think about the Dolphins are a mediocre team right now.
Yeah,
honestly,
less than mediocre.
And I don't trust Tannehill to stay healthy. Out of all the quarterbacks in the draft that's coming this year, next year in 2019, which quarterback do you think fits the best in the Dolphins offense? Or do you think Adam Gase is a offensive guru where he can mold his offense?
No, if Gase was the offensive guru, Anthony, you would see something from these quarterbacks they got in there now.
Well, that's the thing.
So Adam Gase.
No, that's not true. I mean, Gase has
supposed to be a quarterback whisperer, Gabe. He don't do nothing.
No, he has to get his own guys in here.
But he's not going to get a chance to get his own guys because they're going to let him go.
No, he's not letting him go. What are you talking about? He's been there 2 years. He's not going anywhere. They're not letting Adam Gase go.
Gabe, the man stinks, Gabe. He don't know what the hell he's doing. They got to let him go.
All right, so as I was going to say, Tannehill was actually starting to play better, but he's injury prone right now. I think Gase looks at McVay and he looks at these other guys, Corey, and he's going to want to get his own quarterback in here. As far as which is the right fit, the Dolphins are going to be drafting in the middle of the pack, and they're not going to have the control, really. But I'll tell you what, that I don't know if Herbert's going to actually come out from Oregon. You know, we're hearing that he's actually going to stay another year. He'd be a good fit for the Miami Dolphins. Drew Locke is probably going to be the top quarterback taken right now. If the Giants, we'll see what the Giants do, whether the Giants go free agency or not. I personally think Jared Stidham is overrated.
Yeah. I like Stidham, actually. I think Stidham can play.
Not in the NFL. He won't. I think he'll struggle.
It's not a real big quarterback draft, though.
No, but that's the whole thing. Just because it's not a good quarterback draft, you can't make someone better than they are.
Go get the hometown guy and bring him home, Bridgewater.
No, I think you're better off if you're the Giant. A lot of teams are going to be in that position where they say, you know what? This quarterback draft, there ain't no saviors.
Yeah.
Drew Locke might be. You know, he might be.
I think Stidham is a pro.
And then you got Derek Carr. Derek Carr is going to be very sought after here in the offseason because he's a proven guy. He's young. And they're gonna discount everything that happened.
He's already making a ton of money, though.
Yeah, but they're going to discount everything that's happened with the Raiders.
Yeah, because
they're
going to say
the Raiders are a circus.
It's a sugar, honey, iced tea show.
But as far as the Dolphins are concerned, they have decisions to make with a quarterback. And it's tough because he got hurt. He got hurt, right? It was hard to evaluate him. But I get the feeling, actually, and thanks for the call, Anthony. I get the feeling that...
Wait a minute, I want to evaluate who, Gabe?
Tannehill.
Gabe, he sucks.
No, he doesn't suck. He's always hurt. He was playing well before he got hurt.
Well, what, 3-1? 3-2?
Yeah, he was... Last year, he was playing good football.
No, he wasn't. He stunk last year, too.
He always stunk. He got
Gabe,
hurt.
Let's go to the numbers. You like to go to the numbers? Let's go to the
numbers. All right, I will go to the
Tannehill numbers. Tannehill sucks.
Tannehill's not a great quarterback, but he doesn't suck. Put it this way. Your boy Dak Prescott isn't any better. He's like one of those middle-of-the-road guys. The morning after continues.
At only 2 years old, Owen was diagnosed with aplastic anemia and urgently needed a bone marrow transplant to survive. Fortunately, an anonymous donor stepped up, and today Owen is a happy, healthy 5-year-old. Unfortunately, there are many other patients who still need a bone marrow transplant. 60% of them won't be lucky enough to get a second chance at life. You can change that. Join DKMS in the fight to delete blood cancer today. Register at DKMS.org.
Up next on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hey,
12 p.m. Fantasy BFFs with Greg Sussman and Frank Stample.
My bad.
1 p.m. Football Frenzy with the glorified bus driver, Corey Parson, Chris Ventura, and Jim Day. You can catch both those shows on YouTube Live as well. Bus passenger. Yes.
Not the passenger.
Not even the driver. 2 p.m. replay of the Roto Experts in the Morning Show with Dane Martinez and Scott Engel. 3 p.m. replay of the Fantasy Sports Today Morning Show with Mike Blewett and Dane Martinez. 4 p.m. game time decision with Gabriel Morenci and Cameron Stewart. 6 p.m. the game time decision show with Gabriel and Cameron again. Transitions to lineup lock live. 7 p.m. Scout Fantasy Sports with the bird-chested Adam Ronis. All times are Eastern Standard Time. You can listen to all the programming totally free on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app and website or on iHeartRadio or TuneIn. They have free apps and websites as well.
Well done, Michelle Serpico. So this show is just flown by. It's crazy. We're talking about Tannehill, and I didn't even realize this, but he might play this week, actually. He's actually back.
They'll lose if they do.
He's on schedule for possible return against the Colts this Sunday. You know, honestly, all kidding aside, if you look at Tannehill's overall numbers, it'd surprise you in his career.
Gabe, has the man ever thrown for 4,000 yards?
Yes, twice.
What's his quarterback rating?
His career quarterback rating
has he ever been to the postseason?
His career quarterback rating is low. It's 86.8.
Gabe, he is horrific.
He's not horrific.
You watch AFC East football. Yeah, you're a Buffalo Bills fan.
I'm realistic, Corey, in the facts. Nate Peterman is horrific.
No, he's terrible.
Yeah, like there's different levels, bro, of Ryan Tannehill is an average quarterback. Ryan Tannehill is like the He's a middle-of-the-road quarterback. People don't like him because he's got a hot chick, he makes a lot of money, and he was drafted 7th overall in the draft. Not his fault he was drafted where he was.
I don't like him because of that.
He's a wide receiver. He was a wide receiver in college. Like, people don't realize that. He was a wide receiver that was turned into a quarterback, and then Mike Sherman drafted him 7th overall. You know what I mean? Like they say, and even he'll be the first to admit it. Ryan Tannehill is an elite athlete and an average quarterback. That's the thing. He got thrown into the quarterback position because he was the best athlete
I'm
in the room.
What is average about Ryan Tannehill, son? I got to look this up.
This guy, he's throwing
my eyes deceiving me?
He's thrown for 100. I don't know, Corey, if you know what the word average means, bro.
No, I don't, because I'm above average.
Yeah, I don't know. So he's thrown 114 touchdown passes in his career
in
with 71 interceptions. And 71 interceptions.
I'm looking at this guy. Let me find this guy right here. Because Ryan Tannehill stinks, son. And I don't see where it says with Ryan Tannehill. You look at Ryan Tannehill's career, that he's been a starter for the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, well, give me some facts besides repeating Ryan Tannehill stinks. Give me, like, a piece of substance. One fact.
Well, let's start with the career quarterback rating under 90.
All right.
Let's start there. Now, his rookie season, he played 16 games. Son threw 3,200 yards, 12 touchdowns, 13 interceptions.
Yeah, and his rookie season.
That's pretty bad. You come back in 2013.
And then 24-17.
3,900 yards, 24 touchdowns.
That's not
17
bad.
Picks. It's not bad. It's not 30 touchdowns.
The next year, 27-12. The next year, 24-12. The next year, 19-12. He's thrown for 114 touchdowns and 71 interceptions.
Yeah, very Phil Simms-like numbers. Now, you look at the quarterback rating. It's pitiful. Look at what about the wins and losses? That's how we judge quarterbacks, right? On wins and losses? They're not good in that either. When a team went to the playoffs a couple years ago, Matt Moore was the quarterback. Son stinks.
Because Miko he was benched.
Miko Grimes said it. The reason why the Dolphins stink is because Ryan Tannehill.
You know,
and Miko Grimes
suck.
Know what she's talking about.
Because Miko Grimes' husband, Brett, sucks harder than she does.
Sean.
Hey, listen. I'm not the biggest Tannehill fan. I wouldn't have him on my team. But the little thing, this is what happens all the time in sports. There's a narrative of people. This guy's terrible. This guy. Yeah, why? Yeah, what is it? Oh, I know,
when
of course.
When you turn the ball over 20
times. I know.
Times,
oh, God forbid he threw 12 and 13 in his rookie season, right?
Gabe, he turns the ball over 20 times a year. When you put the fumbles and the interceptions in there.
Oh, no, he's a turnover machine.
And that makes him a bad quarterback.
He's an average quarterback. He's an average quarterback, Corey.
All right, Gabe. I'm not going to argue with you.
He's a middle-of-the-road quarterback.
And I'm not going to argue with you.
All right, well, let's look at your boy, Dak. I'm not saying, like, to compare. I'm just saying, look at your boy, Dak Prescott. So what's his QB rating right now? Well, his QB rating last year, Corey, 86.
Oh, you mean when he didn't have his running back, when Roger Goodell stole his running back?
Oh, so what? So Elliott's not there.
When Roger Goodell stole his running back for no
86.
Reason.
86. What's his QB rating this year? Oh, 90.
It's over 90. I've been very critical of Dak Prescott. But look at
Dak Prescott's an average quarterback.
But look at his rookie season.
He's an average quarterback.
One of the best rookie seasons for a quarterback in NFL history. What are we talking about?
Gabe.
Yo.
I hate to say it, but Tannehill in today's NFL is below average.
So is Dak Prescott.
Yeah. I mean, Dak would say is below average also.
There's a level of
Dak Prescott's been to the playoffs.
Dude, he choked. He sucked.
He had the best game of his career.
They lost.
He had the best game of his career.
Dude, now you're talking to Dak Prescott's a great quarterback.
I'm not talking.
I can throw a football further than he can.
I'm not talking Dak Prescott's a great quarterback.
He's an average quarterback.
But when I start telling the truth about Ryan Tannehill, all of a sudden we got to bring up Dak Prescott?
Well, how many Dak Prescott's great numbers here. 56 touchdowns, 22 interceptions.
Look at year one. When he had all the weapons in the offense.
Yeah, he had a good year 3 years ago, Corey.
2 years ago. He had all the weapons in the offense. He had a great year. One of the best years the rookie quarterback has ever had.
Tannehill's won more playoff games than the
Ryan Tannehill has never won a playoff game in his life.
He's made it to the playoffs.
Dak Prescott's been in the playoffs, too. Had the best game of his career.
He lost.
Everybody can't beat Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers don't suck. No. Aaron Rodgers
was good
back then.
You don't understand the difference between average and sucking.
No, Gabe, I think you don't understand, Gabe. Nate
Peterman sucks.
Yes, you're right.
When you have less, Corey, if you have 114 touchdowns and 71 interceptions, that's not sucking.
You don't win. He don't win nothing, Ryan Tannehill.
No, but who does? The same teams win every year in the NFL. Like, if you look at this, he's the definition of middle of the pack. It's the definition of middle of the pack.
Would you want him on the Buffalo Bills?
He's better than what we have.
That's true, but you got Nate
Peterman. So yes, I would prefer Ryan Tannehill to Josh Allen, Matt Barkley, and what other piece of crap stiff.
I would go with Allen before that.
I wouldn't. Ryan Tannehill's better than Josh Allen. Josh Allen throws for 87 yards a game.
Josh Allen's in his first year, Gabe.
Dude,
let him
Josh,
get some...
Josh Allen's going to be a bust, bro.
Oh wow, he might
just because I'm a Bills fan. I don't get blinded like you. Oh no, he's great. Oh, he's my team.
I tell the truth about my team all the time.
Yeah. No, you don't. Yes, you're the most delusional dude.
I tell the truth about my team all the time. What are you talking about, Michelle? I don't see what's
Michelle
so funny.
Michelle just laughed out loud.
I don't know what's so funny, Michelle.
Well, okay, this is what he does. So he will admit sometimes when his teams aren't good, but he won't admit when teams that he hates are good. Or players he hates.
That's a good.
Good.
That's a good point. That's what he does. That's
so fair. like when the Cowboys aren't doing good, you're like, yeah, they're not doing good. But you also jump on teams that always do good.
Yeah, you don't acknowledge.
You don't
other
really
other.
Have teams
Listen,
that.
I'm not.
I tell the truth.
I know. We'll move on.
No,
from, we'll move on from Tannehill here.
I'm not saying
Tannehill's a Pro Bowl quarterback. I'm just telling you, he's
I
not
got
terrible.
The biggest foot brain in the building, and I tell the truth. Mic drop.
Michelle.
Wait, do you want me to say that? The fact about the Bills that I was going to tell you.
Yeah, bring it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, let's hear this.
During the insane Monday night game last night, 13 touchdowns were scored. Well.
Was that more than we've scored all year?
Yes. They have scored 13 touchdowns all season so far.
The cold world.
Yeah. It's a cold world. Here's a good stat that I found out.
One thing I'll tell you, too. The Jacksonville Jags are 3-point favorites against the Bills this week. Number feels a little short. I don't see how the Bills are going to beat the Jags, but continue, Michelle.
So a good stat. Sixers are 9-0 at home, and 5 of the next 6 are at home. So you know what that means. Trust the process. We're just going to keep winning.
You going to go down there and catch a game?
I want to go down there and catch a game, yes. Former superstar Allen Iverson greeted current superstar Jimmy Butler last night.
Nice.
With hugs after the Phillies win. Did you see it?
Yeah, they exchanged some jerseys, too. I was going to send that to you, but shout out to JB. Shout out to Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson, obviously, in the conversation, the pound-for-pound GOAT.
I like this. This is in the Sun Sentinel. Where does Ryan Tannehill rank among the 28 starting, 30 of all the starting quarterbacks?
Last.
He won't be last. Stupid. I got to sign in for it.
Oh, God.
Oh, I hate those places where they make you like
subscribe. It's like a video gallery.
Oh.
A story we didn't get to, actually, today. It's kind of funny. I don't know. Do you have this one, Michelle, where a father actually pretended he was a referee?
Yes, I do. Let me get to that.
I'm curious to see in Miami. This is the Miami newspaper. I want to see where they have them.
It was in Chicago. So players of a Chicago high school football team have filed a lawsuit claiming a parent of an opposing player wore a referee uniform and influenced the outcome of the game. So, it says that the parent of a Nazareth player wore a referee uniform and influenced calls that were made by the officiating crew at a November 10th game. Attorney Shay Allen says a complaint was also filed with the Illinois High School Association.
That's some hardcore stuff.
Yeah. So I guess I wonder how he got away with that, though. Like, what happened to the refs that were actually supposed to?
Yeah, I was thinking
that,
too. Like, they didn't, I don't know, I guess they don't really know each other. You'd figure, hey, who's this guy making bad calls over there?
I guess, but wouldn't you be like, okay, like, it's like when you, like, it would be like me, it would be like a different girl coming in. Like tomorrow.
Yeah, but if you just
and you guys
no,
being like,
be
wait
different.
A minute.
But it'd be like you jumping the end of the Rams cheerleader train. You're in the exact same thing and you're dancing. There would be girls say, I don't know, I guess I don't know this girl, but.
But how not, though? Because, like, there's a certain amount of referees they hire per game. So if there was an
additional one, it's
don't
baffling.
You think they would have, like, figured that out? I thought that was crazy.
There's an urban legend in the South. I don't know if it's true or not, but supposedly it is, in which it's an Auburn fan. And his kid grew up to be a referee to screw around and to try to get Alabama.
That's what's up. That's dope.
Yeah, like secretly, he groomed his kid to
be a referee.
Yeah, I don't know, but Alabama still win. But they don't cover, so who knows? Maybe somebody's calls.
Hey, Iron Bowl is this weekend, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
That's going to be goody.
All right, so here, I'm looking here. I'm looking for quarterback ranks here. Basically, Tannehill. They got Tannehill. This is Sports Illustrated.
They're brilliant people over there.
Sports Illustrated quarterback rankings.
Where's he at?
16th.
Out of 32?
Yeah, that's what I said. He's in the middle of the road.
Who's 17?
He's in the same category with... they have him ranked better than Sam Bradford. You agree with that?
Oh, yeah, I would agree with that.
Jameis Winston?
Nah, I'll take Jameis Winston.
Dude, you really honestly believe Jameis Winston's better than Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah, you put Jameis Winston in the right system. Right now?
What do you mean the right system? What, you mean with good wide receivers like Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and these guys?
Jameis Winston has a Heisman Trophy.
No, it's Jay Howard.
Jameis Winston has a Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, good for him. Maybe he should get his college eligibility back and he can go rape college girls again.
Maybe he should stop grabbing.
Allegedly. Jameis Winston got a Heisman Trophy. Ryan Tannehill don't have no awards.
Man, you just got hate for Tannehill.
Tell the truth about Ryan Tannehill.
The truth about him. Yeah, he's average.
Who's
18?
Who's 18? Who's 19? I mean, what else did SI make a mistake on?
You got a beef with SI now, too?
Might as well. They
I want to see what Fabiano's rankings are.
He probably got him for one.
Ryan Tannehill's 8th. They have him, you know, but he's ranked ahead of Brian Hoyer, Mike Glennon. Yes, yes.
Yeah, of course.
Trevor Siemian.
Yeah.
Cody Kessler, Brock Osweiler.
Son, everybody after him is horrible.
Yeah, but there's the quarterbacks in the NFL.
That must be last year.
So, yeah, it is from last year. So, it's like I said, though, he's out of 32 quarterbacks, Corey. Ryan Tannehill is probably 17 to 20.
He's Ryan Tannehill.
That's not the worst quarterback in the NFL, though, the way you're making it out.
He's like, 24 and 27.
I'm telling you right now, Tannehill, he's going to get another big contract next year.
Oh, then somebody. I hope it's not with the Dallas Cowboys. Hope it's with somebody else's favorite team.
You can tune in to a disgruntled Corey Parson with Ventura in about an hour. Sussman and Frank coming up. Michelle, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Corey?
Okay.
Wow. When do we get in this bad track? When do we get in the bad take sounder anyways? Ding, 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 ding.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more. Boom! Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
So Friday, I get back to my crib, right? The dude that lived next door to me, he got a dog, a big dog. You know what I'm saying? Like a big, big old dog.
Like what kind?
I don't know. It's a big dog.
What does he look like?
It's a big brown dog. It's not
floppy
like a German
ears.
Shepherd. I wasn't looking at the dog. It's a dog. It's nothing I can do with the dog.
Don't you, Michelle, don't you imagine a car is the type of guy that would describe like a little poodle as being big?
Yeah.
No, this is
like,
a big,
I can tell like he'd be like,
details.
Yeah, it's this mean, big dog.
Yeah.
It's probably just like this little
it
normal
is.
Dog.
No, it's a good size dog, right?
It's a dog. Dog's well-behaved.
Well-behaved. Dog, no barking, no nothing. So Friday, kept hearing a dog barking over that joint. So I'm like, yo, he must got a new dog or something because I don't never hear his dog barking. The dog was barking all night.
Something must have been wrong.
Every
if his
time
dog
I
was barking.
Yeah, so I thought something was wrong with son. The next morning, I go out, do my wake and bake, whatever. So I'm coming back, big dog comes out, and then two little dogs come out like, yo, son. I thought you had a different dog in there because the dog was barking all night. He was like, yo, my bad. I'm sorry about that. He was like, this is one of my homeboy's dogs. I watched the dog for him overnight. So I was like, okay, that's cool. He's like, matter of fact, here goes my homeboy right here coming to get the dog. Son, I turned around. Don Lemon, son.
Don Lemon.
Don Lemon.
CNN's Don Lemon.
CNN's Don Lemon is coming in the door in the building picking up his dogs. And I'm like, your damn dogs is barking all night.
So you're telling me that Don Lemon's dogs kept you up all night.
Don Lemon's dogs.
That's an incredible story.
Kept me up. Not only Don Lemon's dog, you can imagine.
Did you say hi to Don Lemon?
I said, what up? You know what I'm saying?
Well, but what
you
did can he say to you?
He said, what up? So you can imagine.
Was it an attitude, what up? Or
it was a cool what up. You know, he live in the neighborhood. He's one of my constituents. So I don't know if he voted for me. So,
so Don Lemon lives in Harlem.
Don Lemon lives
did
in Harlem.
But he's living in the rich part of Harlem.
Did he vote for you to be mayor?
I found out where he lived. He lived like two or three blocks away from me. So Don Lemon, right? You figured
what kind of dogs does Don Lemon have?
Of course, you
all
know.
Right, wait, okay.
What kind of dogs, Gabe, do you think Don Lemon has?
I'm gonna say like Taylor Stevens' dog.
A Yorkie,
yeah, like dogs like that. That's the kind of dog.
He's got the little purse dogs, probably.
Yeah, because he's a very pretty boy, so he probably has like a little.
Go to his Instagram. The dog's on his Instagram.
Oh, let me look.
Yeah. So
he's a good-looking guy.
So son, his dogs are like.
Oh.
You know what?
Yeah, his dogs are all dressed up. He got the coat on the dog.
Don Lemon would be like the.
dog is just like
Don Lemon's be the only like dude that
I just saw he has a boyfriend, so yeah.
Don Lemon dogs is like they got the little
he does look good for 50 though.
They got yeah, the, he does.
They got the
yeah.
jackets on and all of that, the little fur.
Oh, wait,
yeah,
so,
they real
dog.
Fancy dogs, yeah, son. The dog outfit costs more than mine.
You're saying his dogs they're fancy dogs.
They're fancy dogs.
They're little poodle doggies.
Let's see. Actually cute little dogs.
Yeah, those is Don Lemon's. Those are dogs that kept me up Friday night.
So, you should tell Don Lemon, listen, Don, a little tight on cash. Help him grow out, man. Your dog kept me up.